I'm Malcolm Cox. As a church, we've been studying the topic of the Holy Spirit, and this is the second of two talks with the title, The Spirit Speaks, taken from Acts chapter 4. We're looking at Peter and John and their courage. Acts chapter 4, here are a few excerpts from verses 8 to verse 20. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people," and on he goes to address them. It says in response that when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. Then a bit later on, they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." The bravery of Peter here is inspirational. I refer you to the previous recording about his experiences with Caiaphas. Here is a former coward speaking boldly about Jesus to the group that ensured the crucifixion of the Messiah. Don't we need a dose of Peter's courage to help us share our faith? I'm sure we do. And where does this courage come from? Well, Luke reminds us that Peter speaks the way he does because he is filled with the Holy Spirit. The lesson here for us, I think, is that God provides the quantity of courage appropriate to the situation in which we find ourselves. All Christians are always filled with the Spirit, as it says in Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14, "When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, which is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession." The seal and the guarantee are a 24/7 reality. I think what is being revealed to us in Acts 4 is that we can trust God to fill us with what we need in terms of bravery as and when we need it. We know intellectually that God will provide, but we can never know this as an experience unless we do something else that Peter and John do here. They do not seek to avoid the confrontation. The apostles were content to see this scary situation as provided by God. Therefore, they did not try to run away or compromise or finesse their way out of the situation. As a result, the Spirit strengthened them to speak in a way they might not have thought possible. Is it the case that you have situations where you cannot imagine having the courage to speak? But if you did speak, God would provide through the Spirit. He would provide the necessary boldness. Let's not be confused. Being strong and courageous comes from the Holy Spirit. It does not come from our own strength. Being bold for Jesus is from the strength and courage that the Holy Spirit gives us. When we lean on God's strength, we cannot help but speak. As Peter says in this passage, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." The Spirit loves to speak, and he will give you the strength to speak. Our part is to pray, open our mouths, and let the Spirit do the rest. We'll go on to look at another aspect of Acts chapter 4 in our next recordings. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.